The Mardi Gras Indians are cultural legends in New Orleans, African Americans who for generations have combined local culture with interpretations of Native American music, dance, and costumes. The marching tradition is fierce and majestic. Earlier this year, bad feeling erupted between the Mardi Gras Indians and New Orleans police, and Tutti Montana, the senior chief of the Indians, died last month at a city council meeting trying to set things right. He was 82. Eve Troe has this report.
The bells of St. Augustine's Catholic Church mixed with the rhythmic chants of the Mardi Gras Indians as crowds gathered at the funeral of Allison Tutti Montana, big chief of the Yellow Pocahontas.
I said, John, what you got?
For more than a century, African Americans in New Orleans have created their own tribes, with names like the Golden Eagles, the White Cloud Hunters, and the Wild Magnolias. They started after the Civil War, as Dwight Webster, a pastor and former fellow of African American studies at Princeton University, explained at a recent city council meeting.
There is a history where African Americans and those we call Native Americans and others called Indians formed and forged an alliance and a bond that kept many of our forebearers alive. Not only did they blend ideas, but they blended their bodies and their bloods.
The Mardi Gras Indians celebrate this history only a few days a year. Donning painstakingly detailed beaded and feathered suits, they take to the streets, singing, dancing, running, beating percussion. Unlike street musicians or carnival parades, the Mardi Gras Indians are unregulated by the city. But this year, the police shut down one of their main holidays, St. Joseph's Day, on March 19th. Civil rights attorney Mary Howell represents two community activists who were arrested that night. She describes their account of the police action.
Part of the form it took was going up to individual Indians who were masked, telling them in very crude language that they had to remove their feathers or they were going to jail. There was a lot of verbal abuse. There was a lot of disrespect and humiliation shown. I think people felt like they were really being attacked by the sort of assault upon what to them is a very sacred and very important ritual.
Police admit to misunderstandings that night, but say their concerns are not unfounded. Over the past year, there have been several shootings at public events, and even a murder at a prominent street musician's funeral. Roland Doucet is the newly appointed community relations officer for the New Orleans Police. He says they have to find a balance between cultural expression and public safety.
We expect people to have a good time. We don't expect our presence to be overbearing. Now, it's not to say that the police will not intervene when they have to.
But the Indians feel they've been treated no better than the drunken college kids who swarmed the city for Mardi Gras. At a city council meeting on June 27th, they addressed their concerns. It was there that Tutti Montana made his last stand.
I am Big Chief Tutti, Allison Montana. I made 52 suits, so I'm asked 52 years. It's a long story about the police action that I experienced through those 52 years.
After speaking for a few moments, Montana paused. Councilmember Oliver Thomas urged him to continue.
Go ahead, Chief, take your time.
Montana collapsed to the floor of a heart attack. He died shortly after at a nearby hospital. At Montana's funeral, family, friends, and admirers sang his favorite song, Indian Red. He was remembered as a master craftsman whose hand-sewn costumes were honored by the National Endowment for the Arts and exhibited internationally. Retired Wild Apache Chief Ray Blasio was an old friend.
Tutti was the chief of the world in my eyesight because he always made beautiful costumes. Costumes where the people say, out of sight.
Tutti Montana's death has affected all corners of the city, even, says Roland Doucet, the police department.
The sheer awe of his untimely death like that, I've relived that, his conversation over in my head at least twice a day ever since it happened. Some of the people that I think that nothing really shakes them, we're very shaken over Tutti's passing. And that's both black and white officers. So I really think just on my general perception that there's going to be a lot of good that comes out of this.
The extent to which the city, police, and Mardi Gras Indians will work together beyond the mourning of Tutti Montana remains unclear. No further public hearings are scheduled. For NPR News, I'm Eve Tro in New Orleans.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.